Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 3 Fatal Customer Research Mistakes Kill Startups. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a sobering truth. 70% of startups fail because they build products nobody wants. But here's the kicker. Most founders think they're doing customer research right. They're asking questions, talking to people, and gathering feedback. So why do they still build the wrong thing? The first fatal mistake is the confirmation bias trap. Most founders ask leading questions that confirm what they desperately want to hear. They'll ask something like, "Would you use an app that saves you time?" Of course, people say yes. Who doesn't want to save time? Instead, ask, "How do you currently handle this problem?" Your goal isn't validation. It's to be proven wrong before you waste months building something nobody needs. But even when founders ask better questions, they make the second fatal mistake: talking to the wrong people. They interview friends, family, and people who look like their target market but have emotional ties to them. These friendly faces won't crush your dreams with brutal honesty. Real customers are strangers who have zero investment in your feelings or your success. Let me tell you about Sarah, who learned this the hard way. She built a meal planning app after interviewing 20 soccer moms who all said, "I'd definitely use this." She spent $50,000 developing it. Launched to crickets. Zero downloads. The problem? She'd interviewed moms at her kids' school who were just being polite. When she finally surveyed strangers online, she discovered they already loved their existing solutions and saw no reason to switch. This leads to the third fatal mistake: not applying the money question test. Always end your research with, "If this existed today for $50, would you buy it right now?" Watch their body language and listen for hesitation, not just their words. If they won't commit hypothetical money, they'll never commit real money. Before your next customer interview, write down what answer would completely kill your idea. Then ask questions specifically designed to get that answer. Sometimes the best thing customer research can do is save you from building the wrong thing. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.